If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks.
Swear to God. People
are we early?
Yes.
Yeah, we're early.
I'm so aggressive about it.
I'm so angry.
That's
this
right.
Morning.
We're early.
I'm so mad this morning about so many things. Can we just talk about the plan thing really quick and get that out of the way?
The plan?
Yeah. How he's saying that the Biden
oh,
is
the
saying
the what you were just okay. Yeah.
Biden
yeah.
and all of his losers on his like you know team are like, you know what? We get into this administration. We get into the White House and we see that the Trump administration had no plan. They had no plan. There's no COVID plan, you guys. There's none. Well, first of all, you should have your own damn plan because, you know, you're in office now. So where's your plan? Second of all, the plan that he had was he got you a damn vaccine. He got it fast-tracked. Usually vaccines take, I don't know, 10 years to get into fruition because
it
pharma.
It took 6 months.
Yeah. He got that done for you in like six, nine months? Was it 6 months?
Basically, because by the time they started actually working on it, it had to have been May, June.
It's unprecedented what he did for you. So you're welcome. That was his plan. Yeah. And everybody, it's like you wouldn't even have a vaccine if it wasn't for Trump.
Biden. You know why else that whole thing about Biden saying they didn't leave us any plans is total bullshit? I'll tell you the exact reason why. It's because Fauci is Joe Biden's main dude.
Right.
Fauci was part of Trump's team. If there is no plan, like Biden says, blame it on frickin' Fauci. Because he's the one that's been there the whole time. So how can he say that? He can't have it all the ways.
Yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have been doing like covers of In Style. He should have been doing his freaking job.
Maybe and now Fauci's trying to say, oh my God, I was so stifled under President Trump and like I was terrified to say anything because there would be consequences. And also he never followed the science. Really?
Oh,
really?
He was so stifled doing all of those like interviews that he did and hanging out with Brad Pitt. I'm sure he was really stifled. Didn't he do Saturday Night Live?
Brad Pitt did.
Oh, but not Fauci?
I don't think Fauci was... Well, maybe. I don't know. Was he actually ever on it?
I don't know. He was on everything else. I just figured he was on Saturday Night Live. But he was stifled, you guys. So stifled. I mean, he was locked in a room, for Christ's sake. Give me a break. These people are insufferable.
He's the one constant between Trump's administration and Biden's. So if there actually isn't a plan, you know where the blame lies. It lies right in Fauci's lap. Because he's been there the whole time. So that is all a bunch of BS. They're just trying to make Trump look bad once again because this is what they do.
Yeah, it's interesting because even my 10-year-old, she was like, what's going on, Mommy? Because the news was on and they were talking about like the whole blame game this morning. And I'm just like, oh, my God, these people are such toddlers, right? And I looked at her and I go, honey, if you became class president, right, and you started class presidenting, you would not go back and blame the former class president for everything that's happening right now in your school, because that shows such a lack of character. What you would do is you would just start class presidenting. You would just start doing all the things that you promised you were going to do, and you would move forward, because that's what people with integrity do. That's what you do.
That's what leaders do.
That's exactly what leaders do. I said that's what you would do because you have integrity and you have character, and that's what you would do. That just shows how this administration has zero character, zero integrity, and zero plan.
Right. Now, he does have all kinds of executive order plans, and of course, we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised to see that today he's actually got two more. Now, wait until you hear how helpful these two executive orders are.
Can't wait.
So, according to Fox News, President Biden will sign a pair of executive orders today, and they are aimed at helping American families and small businesses that are experiencing financial struggles during the coronavirus pandemic. But here's the kicker. What these are placeholders for when Congress actually passes an actual stimulus package. So these are literally pieces of paper that Joe Biden is going to sign that say, I really want people and small businesses to not hurt financially.
That's it. So it's like a wish list. It's like it's like a Christmas list, you guys. It's two things that he wants.
Oh my God. So right into the immigration breakdown. So first up, I mean, that's the first executive order is immigration.
Of course, because that's where his priorities are, right? He doesn't give a crap about you and your family. He wants to make sure that people who want to come into this country illegally and are already here illegally get to stay here illegally, especially the criminals.
Did you hear him say, was it yesterday? Yeah, it had to have been yesterday, where he said that he is going to require anyone who's flying into the United States from a foreign country, they have to have a negative COVID test. Like, they got to get screened. They got to have this. And I'm like, you're literally letting a giant caravan of thousands of people cross the border with no threat of deportation.
Right.
Where's their test?
Yeah.
Think they're going to be tested?
And that's another thing. That's another thing. My daughter learned about immigration this week in school. And so, you know how they have those little, like, you know, those little magazines that they read when they read about immigration. When they read about anything that's historical, they have, like, the educational materials. Well, she happens to go to a really great school. But one of the things that she read about was Ellis Island, how back in the day when immigrants would come in, legal immigrants would come in to Ellis Island, they would be questioned. And they also would be medically tested. Remember?
Oh, yeah. They were vetted.
Right. They'd ask, how much money do you have in your pocket? You know, what do you plan on doing here in the United States? And then they'd have a doctor check them out. You think we have freaking doctors at the border checking these people out to make sure they don't have COVID, to make sure they don't have all sorts of diseases? Nobody gives a crap now. These Democrats don't care. They're like, come on in. And when I say he wants the criminals to say, I'm not just talking about the people who have murdered and raped and done all sorts of horrible things that are already here. And then they, you know, we'll deport them and then they come back because we don't honor our immigration system that is already in place, like our rules and regulations that are already in place in this country, because Democrats just don't give a crap about it. Hell, there are Republicans that don't give a crap about it, right?
Yeah.
The people that we hire to do this don't give a crap about it. I'm talking about when you cross that border illegally, you've already broken the law. You've already done that.
You've already kind of set the standard for what kind of person you are.
Right. Period.
I mean, and so what is even more insane about this, because I saw there was this precious man on Fox this morning talking about his daughter who had been killed by an illegal immigrant 2 years ago, because he'd already been deported once, came back, was charged with aggravated assault twice, had no driver's license, got drunk one night. It was Thanksgiving night of 2018 and ran over her and killed her.
Oh, my God. Good.
And this guy lives right on he's in El Paso. So he's literally right on the border of what is it? Juarez. That's right there.
Right.
And he was saying that they don't care. They just don't care. And so not only are these people going to come in who are COVID ridden, they're coming from COVID ridden places. And Biden doesn't care about that. He cares more about, you know, somebody flying in from wherever, France or England, getting a test first. But these people are welcome, and he's literally shouting as part of his executive order, 100 days deportation free. We're not deporting anybody for 100 days. Well, what message does that send?
It sends
a message that says, come in.
Right. It sends a message, and they interview these people, and the people are like, oh, Biden's going to take care of us.
Yeah.
He's going to take, like, they literally are saying, that's a quote, that he's going to take care of us. No, he's not taking care of you. We're taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying for you. But nobody cares because, again, like with Democrats, it's a complete blank check, right?
Well, and it's a pathway to citizenship because we need those votes, man. We need those votes. So we're back in the Paris Climate Agreement, which is purposeless because all it requires us to do is pay a bunch of money. and get nothing out of it. So it's just like rejoining who, right? I mean, it's the exact same thing. Thank you, Ms. B. Thank you very much for the super sticker. She's asking about Marjorie Greene, who has filed impeachment articles against Biden. Yes, I think it's too soon. She does back it up with loads of proof on Ukraine.
Yeah, but I can see why people are wanting to do that, though.
Oh, totally. I mean, I think it's a great symbol. Yeah. It's not going to go anywhere, but like it's sticking it right to them because that's exactly what they did.
Right. And I can also see why they want to they do want to stick it to them, and since the precedent's been set. And then there's also they want to keep it in the news with this whole Hunter Biden thing, because the Hunter Biden thing is just going to get brushed under the rug if we don't keep it in the forefront, if we don't keep it in the news. When I was watching a little bit of the inauguration the other day and I saw him, I was just like, ew.
I know. He's ew, such, because I've seen all of him.
Right. That's why. Because you made me watch that video. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot with this. I can't. Like I saw his face and he's all dressed and, you know, and we've seen him undressed. And so... Yeah. I mean, I'm not, because I don't want to see that, but you made me watch it. And it's like, we've seen him in a situation where I just don't want to see that. And so now I'm like, I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it.
You got a file, Mom. Like a permanent file right in there.
I can't. So now I just want, I'm like, when I see him on the screen, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. You guys, I can't.
And then his daughters, like his teenage daughters.
Like right there.
Can you imagine what they must think?
I mean, I'm just so, right. And then everybody on the left is like, oh, this family. I mean, we haven't had love in the White House for 4 years, and they're just so wonderful, and everybody's so great. And then I'm just like, wait, we had a family who, like, the guys weren't doing that. Like, the Trump boys didn't do that. They weren't, like, total crackheads, you know? I mean, this is the thing. It's so remarkable to see the media just flip on a dime. And they're just drooling over this family, acting as if they're so unbelievably awesome and pious and perfect and, you know, and sinless. It's remarkable to watch. It's just nauseating.
Did you hear that the Washington Post, who had a daily, like an actual full-time person fact-checking every word that came out of Trump's mouth, they're not going to do that for Biden. They're not going to have a full-time fact checker on Biden.
Well, are you shocked?
I mean, what the hell?
Yesterday I saw an article from CNN about Chrissy Teigen losing her tooth on a fruit roll-up at the inauguration.
It was really important. What? Why are you saying that's not important?
This is what they're reporting, you guys. This is what CNN is reporting. And then they want us to take them seriously and actually look at them as some sort of news source.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because Chrissy Teigen is one of only 13 people in the universe that the POTUS, the official POTUS Twitter account, follows.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
But that is, to me, that's indicative of who our new POTUS is, don't you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if he's the one that's giving the cues to CNN. CNN's like, oh, he follows her. She's got to be important. We better report on this tooth she lost. You know what I mean? So it's like he follows Susan Rice. He follows his White House chief of staff. He follows Jen Psaki.
Well, he doesn't do that. He doesn't follow those people.
Well, I mean, But I mean, anyone can look up the POTUS account and see who that follows. And right. How are they not embarrassed by that?
I don't know. I mean, but then again, his first real interview on the campaign trail was with Cardi B.
That's true.
So, and people are okay with this. This is our country now, Mock. This is who we are. It's like, what was that movie? What was the movie with Luke Wilson? You guys know what I'm talking
Idiocracy.
About. Idiocracy. That's what we've become. We've become totally. Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. That's our country now. It's like, and I honestly, because when I watch that movie now, the first time I watched it, I was like, and then now I watch that movie and I'm like, oh God. Like that, that's, holy crap, you guys, that's what we're becoming. Because people are so freaking, like, they're just dumb. Like they, you know, and they're very celebrity idolaters is what they are. And they look to these people, they look to the Chrissy Teigens of the world to tell them, what's what? And why? Why are you doing that? Why are you
one
doing?
Of the things that she tweeted about being at the inauguration is that it was an extra treat for her to be there sober. I mean, like, this is...
She did not.
I swear to God, that is what she said. It was such a nice change for her to be in that place sober.
Wow.
And we're supposed to look up to that. Oh my God, she's clean and sober. How brave. How courageous. Don't tweet out bullcrap like that. That's just embarrassing.
It is really, yeah, it's really embarrassing.
Did you know, I know this is like apropos of absolutely nothing, did you know that this summer is cicada summer?
I did not know that.
Remember how they come out every 17 years? This is the summer.
But I feel like that you say it's apropos of nothing, but I feel like it's apropos of 2020 and 2021, don't you think?
Good point.
I mean, it's kind of like the locusts are coming. Don't you feel like
that's so true?
And it's like, that's about right. It's like, if we got, you know, you got the murder hornets, and then it's like, okay, well.
So it's going to be a loud, loud summer for 15 states, including ours.
Really? Indiana? Summer. Indiana's one of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about is Texas one of them? Because that's where I'm going to be this summer.
No, Connecticut, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and D.C.
Okay. You sounded like one of those car commercials. I will not be here this summer.
That's right. Somebody said escape the cicadas.
Somebody said especially Texas. So I don't
know. No, they're not on the list. This is a very specific kind. It's called Brood X. So that's the species that's been hibernating for 17 years.
Oh,
and so
wow.
That they're coming out in those states specifically. Why would there's other cicadas that go to Texas.
Has anybody told them this is not the year to come out of hibernation? Has anybody told them?
They somebody don't know because their brains are like this big.
I was going to say, somebody needs to alert them. It's not the year.
It's not a good time.
Not the year.
Come back next year.
Stay back and keep sleeping. I mean, I would just keep sleeping.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. Oh, by the way, when we were talking about executive orders, and you know how he said 100-day mask mandate on federal property?
And then
none of his team is wearing masks on federal property.
Right.
None of them.
Him included.
Right. And you know what his press secretary said about it? Here's the reason. She said, the Biden family wasn't masked on federal property last night because they were celebrating.
Right. It was an important...
So party on, everybody.
Yeah, because it was an important, important occasion. It was historic, you guys. And they were celebrating. It was historic. So listen, every time that you go to Target and you don't want to wear a mask, just be like, I'm celebrating.
Celebrate.
I'm celebrating. This is freaking historic, you guys. It's historic. I got
I'm
a
only
gift
buying
card.
Three things.
I got a gift card, bitches. Gift card. Yeah, that's what I would be doing. I mean, seriously. Because screw that. Screw it all. I'm so sick of like putting a diaper on my face. Celebrate. I'd be like, celebrate not having a diaper on my face.
But it just goes to show you that COVID has mutated to a form that knows when Joe Biden is celebrating.
I mean, cloak of immunity.
It's amazing.
It's a cloak. I thought it was really telling, too, that he got rid of the whole 1776 commission.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, why would you do that? Why would you do that unless you absolutely hate America? I mean, seriously.
Well, you just answered your own question.
I mean, that's okay. Because, I mean, seriously, why would you do that? I don't understand. Why would you be like, I don't really like anything that this stands for. I don't like what this stands for. And basically,
this
I don't like
this makes us look too good.
Yeah, like the whole 1776 commission was just basically like, America's awesome, and we want to teach history in our schools. Why is that a bad thing? Why would you?
Because the history is too kind, and we need to, I mean, even though we've taught, I learned about slavery, you learned about slavery.
Right.
We learned what a stain it is on our entire country's history, but that doesn't mean that our country isn't great. And it's the best idea ever conceived by man. And that is what the 1776 Commission is all about.
Right.
It's just saying there's balance to our story and it all needs to be told. But by and large, we're amazing.
Yeah, so why is he so mad about that?
Because everybody's convinced him that it's racist.
Yeah, I don't know if they've even convinced him of anything. I think he's literally just putting the kibosh to all of this stuff because, you know, it's like we all know that he didn't come up with these executive, you know, any, he didn't come up with these executive orders on his own because Joe Biden has no brain of his own. You know, I mean, he doesn't know where the hell he is, you guys. He's just like, where am I going? I don't, it's like Weekend at Bernie's with this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just showing up and he's signing all these things because he's got all these people behind him who are controlling the puppet, right? Mm. So, I mean, if you really got him in a room and you explained to him what this is, honestly, I bet you could get him to go, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, he's that malleable. I bet if you and I got him in a room and we like...
He would smell so much hair.
Oh my God. He'd smell your hair. I would be like throat punching him if he tried to smell my hair. But I mean, that's the difference between you and me. But the thing is if you and I got him in a room... And we explained to him what it was. And we were talking to him without anybody else around.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if you and I talked and we were like, this, you know, so this is what the 1776 thing is. And this is what it does. And it teaches kids history. He'd be like, yeah, that's a great idea.
It sounds amazing.
That sounds like a great freaking idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an effing great idea.
And then if we asked him the question, hey, do you think dudes should be allowed in girls' sports? Here's why we think they shouldn't. Yeah. And he'd be like, you're absolutely right.
You're right about that.
I should sign something about that.
I should sign. You got anything to sign? You got some paper and a pen? I'll sign it.
I'll sign it right now.
Because he doesn't know, you guys. He doesn't know.
Yeah,
I would say a couple months ago when he was going through the campaign process, I actually came to the conclusion where I thought it was elder cruelty.
It is.
I felt like
totally that.
I felt like it. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel sorry for him now because now he's the president, and it's balls to the wall. All bets are off. Like I don't care. Like I will be mean at this point. But when we were in the campaign process, I would tell Mock and our listening audience, I was like, listen, this is elder abuse. Because they're taking this old geezer and they're manipulating him and they're taking advantage of somebody who is cognitively declining, mm-hmm. you know? And so I don't think this is right. And yeah. Well,
yeah, on the air yesterday, one of the things I was talking about with Rob is I said, my dad is turning 80 in September. And he is like one of the most, you know, he's one of the most brilliant men.
Oh my God.
Ever.
Yeah.
He's so smart, and he's all there, like 100%.
Right.
His brain is all there. I wouldn't dream of encouraging him to take on a job that is that much stress, that is
right.
that much responsibility. I would never dream of it because I'm not cruel. And so I totally believe everyone in Joe Biden's family doesn't love him. Because
right.
why would they do this to him?
Nope, they don't love him at
it's
all.
It's horrible.
And you can see it because there are times where he slips up his words. When he doesn't have a teleprompter, he is screwed. I mean, he just cannot do it. He can't. And he slips up and he says things that he just doesn't, he can't do it. He can't do it. And you can tell. And it's
and
just
Jill's
mean.
Always like, say this.
Right. And it's like, and you, so you know that his wife wants him to have the power because mm-hmm. she enjoys it and she enjoys all the perks and they're going to have all these bennies for life. And it's like a big power pit that they're all in. And she loves it and the family loves it. And it's, you know, Hunter's loving it because
oh
now
God.
He's going to benefit from all that the rest of his freaking life. Because this is what happens when you get into that big snake power pit. And
yep.
they're in it now. So
exactly
congratulations, Jill. I hope you're happy. Yeah.
Oh,
gross, right?
It's it's the mm-hmm. worst. I think we talked yesterday about how Tiger King didn't get pardoned. Did
yeah.
you hear the reason that he says he didn't? Because he's too innocent and too gay.
Wow. Okay.
That's what he said out loud. Well, I'm just too innocent to be pardoned. Too innocent and too gay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't think that's the reason.
Because I don't think that that's the reason. I think that Trump would have pardoned him if he knew more about it or if he thought that he actually was innocent.
Right. Or if he thought this is anybody that's even remotely on anybody else's radar.
Yeah, I don't think he really cared anything about Tiger King. He probably never watched it, never cared about it. He's like, who the hell's that guy?
The only reason I
watched it is because you made me, and it's because we had to talk about it on the radio. And even then, I was like, God, why did I take up any portion of my brain to do this.
Well, now you need to, if you haven't already, you need to watch Night Stalker, the documentary about that horrible serial killer.
Yeah, everybody keeps, because it's Richard, is it Richard Rodriguez? Is it
Ramirez?
Ramirez, that's right.
Is that his first, I don't even know his first name. Is it Richard?
It's Ramirez, I know that. And I remember, when I was a kid, I remember seeing pictures of him, because it was going on when we were kids. I remember mm-hmm. that. And I also remember the one thing I take away from that is I remember he was caught in the street by it was like neighborhood justice, right?
I haven't gotten to that part yet. I mean, I know it's like an old story and everybody knows how it turns
right,
out.
That's how he eventually went down is like the neighborhood
in the middle of the street.
Right, because the cops didn't get him. It was the neighborhood that, because he had, there were flyers up of his picture, and people in the neighborhood saw him walking down a street or something, and they all went, they got him. The neighbors were like, oh my God, that's him. And they all went out and they like beat the crap out of him. At least that's how I remember like an old documentary on him going down. And I thought to myself, that's freaking awesome.
Because it's really cool because they're talking to the actual detectives who worked the case. And it's just fascinating to hear their perspective. Thank you, Justina, for the super sticker. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Justina. So sweet.
I'm 2 episodes into the 4 episodes. And it's really... Jason Hammer.
It's graphic. Isn't it really graphic?
It's pretty graphic. Yeah. I mean, they do X out like all the pictures of the dead bodies. They X out the actual wounds. Like if somebody got stabbed, they don't show that. But sitting in a pool of blood. The thing is that after Jason watched it, because, you know, he was apparently really cruel to the families in the courtroom. And his point was, if you can watch that and still disagree that he deserved the death penalty, like, who does? You can't be anti-death penalty when you see his reaction to the pain that he caused. That's just cruel.
Yeah, that's an excellent argument. Like, that's a thing to take out of it, I guess, is the argument for and against the death penalty. I totally agree with you on that. And I'm assuming that was California, correct? Mm-hmm. I believe it was California, and did they not have a death penalty now? I don't think they do.
I don't know if it's been used. I think they still have it. I'm not sure.
But they did
at the time. Yeah. And I mean, he was pure evil.
He was like, pure evil. And I also remember hearing that he had like women pen pals. Like women were clamoring.
Oh, they loved him.
Oh my God.
It's like, disgusting.
What is wrong with women? Like, it's just like the Ted Bundy thing. Women were enamored with Ted Bundy.
But at least Ted Bundy was attractive.
Oh my God.
This guy
gross.
Was disgusting.
Gross. They're all evil. They're all like Satan personified, right? I mean, it's just gross. Tammy said he died of cancer.
Who did?
But Ramirez.
Oh, really? Okay,
so
I haven't gotten to the end, and I don't remember the story from growing up at all.
I mean, Don said, wasn't there a TV show years ago about it? I think there was, and perhaps that's what I saw. It was probably a tame version of, like a made-for-TV version of what happened to him. But I just remember as a kid watching the justice in the street that he got from the people in the neighborhood. And I remember thinking, yeah, that's, you know, that's awesome. That's the way it should be, you know?
Take him down.
And I love that. Yeah, I think that's, I don't know, that's what I took away from it.
Yeah, so I don't actually know if he got the death penalty, if he died, whatever. But the point is, dude was the exact right person who should be put to death. That is like a level of evil that is, it just goes beyond, he's not human. Like, he's not a human.
Right. And then you do wonder, like, there are a lot of these people who just do these unspeakable things. Like, there was, who was it? The Corey chick that's new on the squad? I can't remember.
Oh, Corey Bush.
Right. Speaking of death penalty, at the end of Trump's presidency, he left and everything, and she started making, I think it was her, that tweeted out the names of the people that he had put on, that he had, I guess, had put on death row, and that they died, right?
The ones that he actually got executed under his administration.
Right, thank you. So those people were executed, because I don't want to say he killed them, because he didn't, but but they were executed under his watch, right? And she actually said, say their names.
Right.
In a tweet, y'all.
She didn't say the names of their victims. These people were on death row because they killed multiple people.
And they did it in unspeakable ways. Yep. They did the most horrendous, horrific crimes, like things that we can't even talk about here, to children, to freaking kids. We can't even talk about what they did. And she said, say their names, as if.
God, it's just unbelievable.
this woman has constituents. She serves people. She's a member of the squad. These people,
you know,
are,
what the people who voted for her are the kind of people that would write Ted Bundy and Ramirez letters.
Right.
Those are the people.
I mean, it's these people are lunatics. I mean, that's like the kind of. So I saw that and I was like, oh my God. So she would actually rather have a Ramirez alive and us yep. taking care of him than to give a crap about his victims. I'm disgusted by that
you
in
should
every
be.
Way.
Everybody should be. That is
in every
vile.
Way.
Vile.
Yeah, that's who the squad is, y'all. Just know that.
Yeah, that is exactly who they are.
Disgusted. Yeah.
I haven't read anything for the
and
show
I have
today.
To. And I so have I to go because I gotta go take a kid to school again. This is the last day of me doing it. My husband is back and helping me out next week. So and that's another reason I'm not watching the Ramirez thing is because I'm in full lockdown with my gun.
I got my hand
with
my gun, my husband's leg.
Right, with my gun next to the bed this week. So right. So anyway, you guys, I hope that everybody has a wonderful Friday. I'm really glad it's Friday. It's been a
Me
tough week.
Too.
Really tough week. It's kind of been crazy. But we made it. We did.
Looks and it's like we made it.
Right. And you know what? None of us are screaming at the sky. Look at
no,
us.
I'm not screaming.
Nobody's screaming at
I didn't
the
even,
sky.
I didn't cry. I had shed not a single tear.
Not one tear.
Because I know everything's going to be okay.
Not one tear, you guys. We're going to be fine. It's going to be great.
Onward.
We are resilient and we are positive people, right?
And we have each other.
Exactly.
We have 75 million people that think the way that we do.
Exactly. That's who we are. We're a resilient, resilient, awesome people. We're bringing it in. You guys,
again,
I hope you have the most amazing weekend doing something that you love with people that you love, and we will talk to you on Monday. Hi, everybody.
What is President Trump's reaction to big tech censorship, and what can he do about it? This is Sarah Carter. Rudy Giuliani joins me to explain why taking away free speech in America is really taking away America. Find the Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.